Urban South Radio.
From Urban South, man. Shout out to UrbanSouthRadio.com, man. Hey, tonight we bring you a special rewind episode because we got the Urban South Radio staff, everybody on hiatus right now. We're going to come back to you live at Valley of the Kings Studios, man. Shout out to that boy Mario and Billy Singh, man. Hey, it's going down January, but we're going to talk about that later. Right now, we're going to bring you a special rewind episode from Definition DJ Drop. Dallas DJ Drop. He gonna break everything down to you to the point where this won't even seem like it's a rewind episode, because everything that he's talking about then is relating to everything that's going on right now. So, man, get your pens, get your pads, get your drinks, get your blunts, and it's about to go down, I'm telling you. And make sure when you get done that you download this. Hey, shout out to Definition DJs too. This is their third anniversary, man. 7 days of Definition. It's going down tonight at the Mumbo Cafe in Dallas, man. It's going down tomorrow at Rat Daddy's in Arlington, man. So y'all check that out. For more information, DefinitionDJs.com.
Urban South Radio. Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Could you tell me where the computers is at?
The computers?
Yeah, computers, yeah.
Right over there, sir. You're gonna have to be quiet, though.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I thought I told you to be quiet.
Ain't nobody listening to what you talking about.
Turn that down, you hoodlum.
What?
Where are you from?
I'm from your mama's house.
This is not the hood, this is a place of education.
I don't learn something that hope.
Did your mother raise you like that?
Don't worry about my mama. Where your mom at? Urban South dot us. Know what I'm talking about? Check it. I cut my computer out on the Urban South boy sound again. I wrecked the first intro so Pook can put me on again. Yeah, he's still in the streets from the sip to the dip. Talking deep in ATL back to Memphis, Tennessee. Niggas could if they would, but they can't, so they ain't. Pook can deep up in the hood. We get money, fuck a bank. Urban South Radio. Yup, check it. John Loaded and that boy Baker. Listen to my nigga and giving you Southern flavor. If you got that local fire, I bet they gon' play ya. Download it to my iPod and hear it every day. Like termites, Urban South Radio infested. Got you tuned into that Southside connection. Nixon.
Southside connection on Urban South Radio.
So, yeah. We got DJ motherfucking Drop in the building, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's the founder or the CEO or the president of Definition DJ. Which one? Is it all three?
I mean, I say founder and member. I don't go
founder and member.
That president, you know what I'm saying? Okay. As far as, you know, owner, CEO, because we all working together, you know what I'm saying? So I'm on the field with all my soldiers. So,
okay.
You know, ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might make a final decision, you know what I'm saying? Once we all vote on it, you know.
I tell
what
you what, before we speak more into that, let's let them know exactly what we talking about. Let them know who you are and what you do, and then we'll get into the whole definition DJ side of it and that whole concept, because I want to know, you know, how did that name come about and what made you put that together as well. But I want everybody to know first off who you are and what you do.
Okay. That's Dallas DJ Drop.
Dallas DJ Drop.
You can't say the Dallas, don't say the DJ Drop. And that Dallas don't divide the Fort Worth side. You feel me? So it's
DFW.
Yeah, but we gonna, you know what I'm saying, we gonna abbreviate that. You know, some people say potato, some say potato. You know what I'm saying? But I represent for the Definition DJs about the DFW, you know what I'm saying? Dallas DJ Drop. And I mean it's a market that's growing with a big influence behind, coming from the DJ side, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it's more of, from what I seen in the city, a long, long, very long time ago, that the city wasn't going to go nowhere without the DJs, for one, being respected and needing to have the power or the control that DJs need to have, you know what I'm saying? In other markets, you go to other markets, like just say when L.A. was popping, you know what I'm saying? You had DJs from L.A., you know what I'm saying? being from that region or whatever, you know, they was controlling what was going on in their market. You know what I'm saying? If they said something had to go, you know what I'm saying, it was hot, it had to go. You know what I'm saying? The streets couldn't stop it. The radio couldn't stop it. You know what I'm saying? The artists that was in the game, you know what I'm saying, they couldn't stop it. You know what I'm saying? Well, in Dallas, if you go back through the history of Dallas, man, everybody who was a decision maker about the music that was going on in Dallas was not from Dallas. Therefore, before they look out for a cat like me that was born in the Dallas County Hospital, they're going to look out for one of their frat brothers. You know what I'm saying? They're going to look out for, you know, one of the cats that they drove to Dallas with. You know what I'm saying?
It's a brotherhood.
Right, right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So the deal is, you know what I'm saying, what they say, if you can't beat them, join them. But my thing is that, you know what I'm saying, that picture is only as big as you paint it. So my version of joining them was not actually jumping on a bandwagon, you know what I'm saying? It was me joining, doing what they did, and form my own family, form my own clique, you know what I'm saying? And get my people, you know what I'm saying, start my own army, you know what I'm saying? But with this army, you know what I'm saying, we're going to fight for us, and we're going to decide what we need to fight for, how we need to fight, you know what I'm saying? And basically that pretty much, you know what I'm saying, was the birth of the Definition DJs, you know. And a lot of people, you know, want to ask the question as far as the name. How did the name come about? You know what I'm saying? Well, my thing was, whatever you do is going to define you, you know what I'm saying? Whether you dress a certain way, whether you talk a certain way, whether you act a certain way, you know what I'm saying? All throughout life, everybody got their own definition. You know what I'm saying? So the deal is, it's a lot of DJs in the game too. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no secret. They ain't DJs. You know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of DJ, you know, so-called DJs. You know what I'm saying? I call them pause plays. You know what I'm saying? Because the cat's pressing buttons. You know what I'm saying? But they mixtapes, for example, don't have no mixing. You know what I'm saying?
What defines a DJ?
What defines a DJ?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, let's define hip-hop. Okay, it's four elements of hip-hop.
Right.
One is the DJ. From the DJ, the MC was birthed. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And the outcome of that became the whole party scene. You know what I'm saying? And from that party, whether it was a block party, house party, whatever, it came the breakers, which is the dancers. And from that, it became the graffiti artists.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's like your four elements of hip-hop. Well, the DJ was the beginning of hip-hop. And with that being said, the DJ, in a sense, had to think like the MC. You know what I'm saying? He had to think like the dancer, and he had to think like the graffiti artist.
Okay.
With that being said, he was the one who put the party together. He had to think of the music that the people was going to vibe to dance at the party. He had to tell the graffiti artist, who was the cat who would draw the flyers for the party, he had to tell them what to put on there. So therefore, if this was a circus, you know what I'm saying, the DJ was the ringmaster. You know what I'm saying? Like a DJ, that's why a lot of DJs, if you notice, either produce, or a lot of producers used to be DJs. Like a DJ, a real DJ can't be a true DJ. Can't be a one-sided. You can't just play music. Like the music end of it, that's the easiest part. You know what I'm saying? The deal is, a DJ gotta, for one, be creative. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in situations where I see DJs rock the club or the party the whole night and don't say a thee. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's not, you know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, if that DJ actually took the place of a whole band, the backup singers, the lead singers, and everybody, because he controls. A DJ is supposed to take control of the situation. You know what I'm saying? You kind of like you the preacher for that moment in the club. The DJ booth is your pulpit. You know what I'm saying? You direct everything. You tell people. What I don't like now is that the DJ don't take control no more. You know what I'm saying? The DJ don't tell people what's hot. Some DJs don't. The DJ is supposed to tell you, hey, man, Tyle T's is in. This is what you wearing. If you ain't wearing a towel T, you ain't shit.
Okay, what you saying, I'm glad you said that, because kind of goes into my next question.
Okay.
As far as local artists.
Right.
And DJs within that market and the artists within that market. If the shit is hot, is it the DJ's responsibility to help break that record?
If he a true DJ, he is. It is. But keep in mind, it's a partial responsibility. Because keep in mind, hip hop is not done for the love no more. It's a business.
It's a business, yeah.
And with that being said, ain't nobody, you not fit to go to work and work 8 hours a day to make a company rich for them to just be like, in case you get sick, we gonna take care of you. You feel me?
Right.
So the deal is, if you work, you want to be rewarded for it. You know what I'm saying? Well, in some cases, you know, you got to take out an insurance policy. And what I mean by that is that you got to do some things, you know what I'm saying? And you taking a chance on, if this do pop, this cat going to look out for me. This cat going to remember what I've done. But you got a lot of artists that's knucklehead about the situation. You know what I'm saying? Once that money come and them lights start, you know what I'm saying, and them cameras start flashing, people forget everything that glitter ain't gold. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of cats don't know that first hit or that first song that's bubbling, that's the easy part. You know what I'm saying? To prove yourself, you need that second song. Yeah, some artists might, you know what I'm saying, live off of one hit wonder, you know, but you can't burn bridges. And that leads to, you know, I know the question pretty much was you saying, is it the DJ's job to make that song hot or is that artist's job? I mean, it's both. You know what I'm saying? But with everybody and their mama rapping nowadays,
right,
how do you decide what's what? You got to go with the majority. And with hip hop,
there's nobody else better to ask than you. And I know every fucking body want to know this question.
Okay.
As far as how do we get the local artist song in Dallas, Texas, that's not a part of the dance movement? And before you answer that question, I just want to say the dance movement side is cool because you got certain people. I didn't talk to like B-Hamp people and them personally. I mean that's what they do. So that's what a nigga do. You can't knock that shit. That was running. That was running. But how do we get the Block Bleeders or the Big Cheese or the Loaders or the Rockoos or the people that's on fire right now that really got it with it working? How do we get them in the mix? Basically, how do we get that twisted black level back?
Okay, that's an easy answer. First, I'm going to give you an example. All right, if the grocery store opened up at 10 o'clock a.m., if everybody who's going to go to that grocery store showed up at 10 o'clock and tried to get at that store in that store at one time, what you think would happen? A disaster, right? The answer to that is patience is a virtue. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that, everybody in the city, for one, needs to take a step back and look at the city as a whole. The level that we at right now, we've never been at this level. And it was a process to get to this point. Now, I was there at the beginning of the Dallas swag boogie movement. You know, it got different names, but you know what I'm saying? To me, it's a swag movement. The boogie was a part of that movement. Now, with the beginning of it, it started like this. In my head, this is what was going on. I was in the club. It's really been a recession. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get to the recession part in a minute. But I was in a club, and the club that I was catering to had a lot of people under 21. So that's what I classify young. When we're young, we have fun. We dance. We party. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
True.
Keep in mind, it's four elements of hip-hop. The DJ, the MC, the breakers, the graffiti artists. Now, it seems like a lot of people have a problem with the dancing. And my thing is, for one, when did hip-hop not dance? For two of the greatest cats that we classify as the greatest MCs of all times were dancers. You know what I'm saying? Every coast you went to, the East Coast, the West Coast, Atlanta, Miami, even Houston. Lil Kiki, biggest song, Southside. That was a dance. They body rock. What's the difference between do the Humpty dance and do the Ricky Bobby? What's the difference between do the stanky leg and doing the butt? You know what I'm saying? Dallas need to stop laughing at Dallas, because nobody was laughing at Dallas, for one, until Dallas went out and laughed at everybody. It's just like right now, if everybody in this room go to a different area, region of the world and be like, DJ Drop ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? DJ Drop is a Mexican. He ain't black. You know, DJ Drop wears sandals. That shit gonna travel around the world. When people see me, they gonna be like, oh yeah, you the nigga who, yeah, you used to wear sandals. You used to look like a Mexican, because that's what people here take out and do. You know what I'm saying? That's one part. I'm kind of jumping around.
Because I think we forget sometimes.
Yeah,
I mean, we do. It's just as You spoke as far as nationwide, but let's stick to the South. Let's go to the history of the South. Now,
right. Okay. Hold on before you go. I'm saying everybody don't dance. To be honest with you, the music I play in the club or that I put on some of the mixtapes, I never jam that outside of the club. And I tell the artists, you know what I'm saying? Just like, I never have jam, just say the Halle Berry song, outside the club. But today, they doing a remix. They wanted me to get on a remix and talk. Well, my thing is, I never wanted to fit in. So instead of me getting on it, you know, trying to sound like a drama or Khaled or some of these other cats, I did a chant on top of it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't rapping. I kind of harmonized. But when you hear it, you still going to know it's the same DJ Drop. Because really, if you listen to the mixtapes, I say something that's rhyming. You know what I'm saying? But it's my own little swag. And the deal is, you don't have to be doing the same thing that everybody else is doing. Just put your own little twist in it and make it you. And all the records are not dance records. They party records. They club records. And to be honest with you, if everybody just stop a second and think, if you take the dancing away from hip hop, we ain't got shit.
Ace had you dancing.
That was the sound.
Loop that whole side and the New Orleans movement. This is why we held this shit last. We're going to come back, and I know a lot of you all still got a lot of questions, and he definitely going to answer that. We're going to definitely get into, you know, what the Definition DJ is doing as far as Dallas, and we're going to get into his whole mixtape side as well. So we're going to go into a song. We're going to come back. Matter of fact, I'm going to slow this shit down a little bit so y'all can think about it. Get you a blunt. If you already got your blunt, you already got your cup.
Yeah, get that. They gonna need it, man.
We finna play this song. Hey. This my girl, Sheba Shane. She straight out the motherfucking, she on the borderline sound part. And the song is called Gotta Quit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, this local music. No mainstream shit. This local shit throughout the whole motherfucking South. So, for everything that DJ Drop was saying, everything he getting ready to say, I want you to smoke this blunt during this song, or pour your glass, or whatever the fuck you do to get your mind right. And get ready, because we coming back, man. This Urban South Radio. This shit real, cuz.
Urban South Radio.
Freaking blacks on the bus. Used to hit it a few times just to get me a rush. Now they say I'm a lush, cause I keep me a Dutch. A pack of Newports and some real cool crunch. Yeah, I be smoking them blunts and leaving nothing to waste. Sometimes I pass, sometimes I take it straight to the face. It's what I use as a chase. Lucy's used to be a quarter, and they would hold me down till I found me some marijuana. Or I would bum a few just to get me through. Then I'm buying a pack the next thing I knew. And I would be cool for a minute, smoke a few blunts and hit the square when I'm finished. That was the beginning, now things are different. What used to be erratic has become something consistent, especially when I'm sipping Hennessy or the Jack. Talking and joking, man, I'm smoking them back to back.
No, it ain't no day, smoking.
Jones when I was a kid, with the little red tip so it looked like it was lit. See, it's that type of a shit that got me hooked in the way. Sitting imitating my mama, thinking that it's okay. Never thought I'd see the day when I be puffing myself, disregarding the warnings and ignoring my health. What I need is some help, I feel it in my chest. Living the day to day, there's just so much stress. And it's crazy because I know better. I'm supposed to be a go-getter, and I can't keep control unless a Joe's lit up. Soon as I get up, it's like a reward. Break time at the gig, or even when I'm bored. I'm addicted, I can't shake it. Through stress, I won't make it. After meals are getting faded, the cravings, I can't take it. A fiend to the green line between, and in the meantime, pick some cancer sticks, cause the shit is in my jeans. Smoking, man, it's getting a little out of hand a little bit. Lungs don't even burn no more, can't even feel the weed. My tolerance is higher than I am. I mean, I gotta quit. Motherfucking cancer sticks, Newports, Cools, all that shit, black and maps. Gotta quit, but I'm addicted. I can't shake it. No, it ain't healthy. I know it, but it feels good. And I'm gonna tell you the truth, not every single cigarette tastes good, but it's the one.
More about this whole Dallas side and just the whole club rotation, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't know, and we really didn't speak on it, but I'm gonna say it. If you don't know DJ Drop Out there, to all my artists throughout the South listening, we see him, well, shit, he is. He's the forefront DJ in Dallas, Texas, you know what I'm saying? If you trying to get in rotation around this motherfucker, you gonna have to see him one way or the other. I mean, I don't know what you think about that, Lord.
Nigga, what? Nigga, I'm telling you, man, this man grinded from way back at 89.3 days before that, from what I know, you know what I'm talking about.
What up, Bubba? So, what up, Fish?
Man, so shit, definitely, man. I gotta say this, man. To Drop, as before, like where Rob was going with it, man, is a respect thing, bro. Cause I seen, you know, Drop always been a cool cat to be just on, just being a real nigga. Fuck all this music shit. He a real nigga. Besides all that, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I got more respect for him than I have for a lot of other little cats that I know in the world. Just on some street shit, you know what I'm saying? Is a real nigga, man. He telling y'all some real shit. So people out there that's listening, listen hard, man. The man give you some game. Every time I sit down, any room I sit in with the man, he always got something good to say and something educational to tell niggas that's messing with this music, man. And that's one thing that you need out here. Somebody that's willing to teach, like Pac say, teach to eat. You know what I'm talking about? So respect to you, Drop, for that, man. For real.
That's real, man. We gonna jump right back into the topic.
That.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of people got their pen and pads out there. Or I know a lot of artists. This is my question before you get back into it. And this might be shitting a little bit. A lot of local artists or artists not from Dallas.
Right.
How do they get in rotation in Dallas? Because this is the problem I'm having. I do a lot of marketing and promo throughout the South, but they scratched Dallas off the list because, for one, it's too fucking big. It costs too much money. If you don't live in Dallas, it costs too much motherfucking money to try to come through Dallas and push that shit. Because I take that back. I'm saying Dallas. I mean, DFW. Right. Dallas-Fort Worth. It's too fucking spread out. How do local artists outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, outside of Texas, throughout the South, how do they tap into this network, into this pipeline?
Really, to be honest with you, bro, it ain't hard. You know what I'm saying? The deal is to support Dallas. Dallas will support you. I mean, if you think about it, there's no artist that has went platinum with the hip-hop in the last 10, 15, 20 years that didn't, that Dallas didn't support. I can't name one. You know what I'm saying? And as far as Dallas is a big support city, you know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people, I feel, is getting shocked that Dallas is buying Dallas now. Because for so long, we were, you know, bamboozled into buying other folks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when I first came, you know what I'm saying, into the game and realizing I want to do it for real, people used to tell me I was wasting my time. You know what I'm saying? Represent. It's three things people told me that would never happen. You know what I'm saying? One was, I'd never make it represent Dallas because people outside of Dallas didn't want to hear Dallas as well as people inside of Dallas. You know what I'm saying? The second thing that they told me, that my mind was too focused, that I have to leave Dallas and come back for Dallas to jump on my bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? The third thing they told me was, I'd never get a group of DJs together to follow me because DJs are the most egotistical motherfuckers in the entertainment business.
Let's speak on that third thing, getting the DJs together.
Right.
You got this movement started now, the Definition DJs. Let's speak on that and let's talk about the third thing. How did you get that established? What made you want to get that established?
Man, you know, at some point, all boys become men. You know what I'm saying? And me being a boy growing up, you know what I'm saying? Like, all my heroes came from Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Like, my favorite team was the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I always been proud to be where I was from. You know what I'm saying? When I found out I was born in Parkland, that was, you know, since I was young. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was. You know? And with me, I always felt like it was nobody that I could go to in the industry that was around here that would respect me for who I was and what I brought to the table. Like, it wasn't no bias to the home team. You know what I'm saying? And I feel in every other thing else it was. Like, if you're a hustler, you know what I'm saying, and you hustle, you know what I'm saying, shit get bad. The average hustler got a partner he can go through, and he can throw him a pack, and he good. You know what I'm saying? If you sell houses, you know what I'm saying, and you fuck up and get a divorce and your credit go bad, it's usually somebody you can sign a loan. You know what I'm saying? There's always somebody there to catch you back.
Right.
Well, in this city, I never did feel like I had that support. Like, I got fired from clubs for playing local music, you know what I'm saying? But it's one thing, it's an old saying called take one for the team, you know what I'm saying? And I really feel that if I didn't stand up, you know what I'm saying, this shit could keep going. I got tired of getting on conference calls and motherfuckers laughing in my city, you know what I'm saying? I got tired of motherfuckers coming from out of town and I'm seeing these niggas dick ride, and I'm knowing, you know what I'm saying, like, I know this nigga Master P saying all these niggas run around with these camouflage bandanas, talking about bruh, and niggas lying, talking about they from the N.O. just because the nigga went to the Mardi Gras when he was 13. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same shit that went on back in the days when niggas, everybody was talking about they were from Compton just because they had a cousin from California. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, a lot of niggas dick ride out here, but then they shoot slugs. And like niggas like the DOC, you know what I'm saying? I respect the DOC, you know what I'm saying? At that time, I knew he had to do what he had to do to get on, you know what I'm saying? And he didn't do anything that any one of us would have did if we had that opportunity, you know what I'm saying? And so it was more like I felt as the city, we didn't paid our dues, you know what I'm saying? Everybody goes through this phase that we're going through right now, you know what I'm saying? Atlanta went through the phase where they were sounding like Miami, you know what I'm saying? Think about it, when the motherfucking West Coast first jumped off, all their production sound like East Coast shit. The Ghetto Boys sounded like N.W.A. You know what I'm saying? If you really go back to the Houston movement, when Houston first jumped off, listen to them Screw Tapes. That was our West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Everybody sound like they was from the West Coast. The beats was West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Niggas sampled a lot of West Coast shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hip-hop, it really ain't no rules in hip-hop. Except it's an unwritten rule called bite. You know what I'm saying? You can take shit and develop, because that thing about it, hip hop was started out for break beats. You know what I'm saying? But niggas used to take that and use it in their own way. You know what I'm saying? And what Dallas was doing in the beginning, we was taking shit and wanted to copy and clone it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas wasn't stealing it and making it their own shit. You know, back in the days, nigga, you steal a nigga bike, that wasn't your bike, but you fixed to put some new rims on it. You know what I'm saying? Spray paint the bitch, change the handlebars up. Something to make it look different. You know what I'm saying? But niggas were like, nah, I'ma steal this bike, I'ma ride this hoe, and be like, this my huffy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, bro, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's a screw that I took out the screen, though, to put in that handlebar to make it stand up. You know what I'm saying? So it was just really, it was time for, somebody had to do it. You know what I'm saying? And with the with everything going on how it is, I really still want to kick myself in the ass and be like, why they do it 4 years ago? You know what I'm saying? And so back to the dance part of it, you know what I'm saying, and involving to songs with substance. Right now, the dance music is creating the scene. You know what I'm saying? That's catching the attention. And this goes back to everything always, like, sometimes when shit is moving counterclockwise, we don't know, we can't really question why the seconds, the big hand and the small hand is moving the same way. It's just going in that direction. And with that being said, it's like, you gotta take a puff of weed and sit back and look at the times we in. You know what I'm saying? Cause this is what I did. You know what I'm saying? Cause I never forget, it was one night I was sitting in the studio and I just looked at it like I'm playing Dallas music, and I wanted it to be bigger than what it was. I wasn't looking at the fact that, oh, this is a dance music, a nigga's gonna look at us like this, look at it like that. Because for one, I know the four elements of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That's one reason, you know, like I use the cartoon looking effect on my mixtapes. That's to give the graffiti look, you know what I'm saying, to keep hip hop and what the fuck I do. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't looking at it like, niggas gonna laugh at us for dancing, because I know dancing is a part of the hip hop. Well, you go ahead and you keep backdating, and you think about back in the days, just say 15 years ago, when you had niggas like Pop, niggas like Biggie, Spice One, Sebo, you know, whoever you want to name that was one of the greatest. Well, at them times, the economy really wasn't just that fucked up. Niggas was writing shit that you could think about, and niggas was smoking weed. Well, now you take a look at the streets. You know what I'm saying? The weed ain't out there on the streets like it is no more.
Everybody hurting right now.
You know what I'm saying?
From the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top.
Right. but all of that plays a part into what's going on right now. Think about it. If you 25 and up, 9 times out of 10, you got a job, you got a car that you paying on, you got kids, you got a house. With the economy being the way it is, is you fit to worry about buying a bootleg CD, or you fit to worry about having your kids' lunch money?
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? If you fit to, are you fit to worry about, this nigga right here is keeping it real, or are you worried about, damn, I need to make sure I get in bed early because all these other motherfucking jobs laying off, I don't want to get my black ass laid off. You know what I'm saying? So, to get to my point, look at the club situation. Damn near, it's 10 to 1 when it comes to 18 and up club versus the 21 and up clubs. All the clubs that used to be where it was like you was 21 and up, 23 and up, them motherfuckers ain't making no money. They had to open their doors up to a whole different audience. That audience was the 18 and up crowd, which was the youth.
And no matter how they start off, it always come back.
It always comes to that.
It can be 25 and over, 30 and up.
But look at them now. When you look at them now, it's more clubs in Dallas that's 18 and up.
At the Definition DJ Christmas party.
Right.
At Rack Daddy's in Arlington. And the shit felt so good because it was Dallas, Fort Worth artists performing. I mean, right. you got to see people from all parts of Dallas, all parts of Fort Worth. You know, all that shit in between, Agtown, GP, all that shit. It was right there in one spot in one night. And I gotta say,
repping for the same cause.
That shit had me feeling good in the motherfucker. And it was the Definition DJ movement. I really want you to go into that Definition DJ side of it.
Hold on. Before we get to that, let me just get you back to the music side. This is what the Definition DJ, like, everything that you pretty much asking. Like, it ain't no, you really got to think. I try to educate people while I'm answering the questions, you know what I'm saying, to kind of let you know like why the shit is the way it is. Right. Really, it's beyond the DJ's control. Y'all gotta blame Bush for this shit. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like the music that's going on, the substance that's in the music, you gotta look at a higher authority. You know what I'm saying? Because it breaks down to this. For anybody that smokes weed, you know, when you smoke weed, you're going to think, right?
Right.
And not just saying that the hip-hop movement is built off of drugs, but we know that it has a big influence. You know what I'm saying? You can't take the streets away from hip-hop, and you can't take the drugs away from the streets. You know what I'm saying? That's the truth. You know, some y'all going to lie and play the role like y'all, you know, this and that, but this ain't your type of show, so turn it off. But right now, this world is in a bad state. You know what I'm saying? Where this country is. You know what I'm saying? The people who got the money, the people who used to go out and buy the pot, the people who used to demand the songs with substance, they got other things to worry about now. You know what I'm saying? And right now, these kids, the youth, which has always ran hip-hop, they are now, they about 100 folds now. All of them got access to computers. They can all download software. They can all make songs. They can all build up fan bases just off of somebody learning how to work the software. And when we was in kids, we did fun shit. Like, it could be somebody, one person in school that was the cool person went around and called somebody doodoo shirt. Everybody first called this nigga doodoo shirt for the rest of his life. And that's what's going on. Right, you know what I'm saying? And right now, that's what's going on with the songs. Somebody come up and say, my Dougie, my G. Somebody say, let's boogie. And it's going to be somebody to challenge them on the kid level. Now, as far as with the drugs, when we was coming up, it was weed. We smoke weed, we think. We want to be real, real deep. Well, now, they popping pills. When you pop pills, you're not thinking. You want to get up and enhance whatever the fuck you do. You know what I'm saying? If you Cabbage Patch, you just Cabbage Patch harder. You know what I'm saying? If you want to fuck like an old dog, you fist the fuck harder like an older dog. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all lead to. You know what I'm saying? You done gave the youth control because the parents or the older cats, they out, they worrying about other things. You know what I'm saying? The youth is the one that's out partying. You know what I'm saying? And whether you like it or not, you know what I'm saying? When it's time, majority gonna always rule. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they in the club and they saying that they want to hear some music that they can relate to, that's what you got to play. You know what I'm saying? But keep in mind, this whole generation, it grows up. You know what I'm saying? And it don't take that long. Some of them start, you know what I'm saying, developing at 20 where it's like, you know what, I don't want to play no more with this shit. I want to be for real. But the same shit that we going through right now with the substance records versus the dance records is the same shit when we was first getting into the game when they was arguing over analog versus digital. The older people said, man, if it ain't analog, it ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? We was like, man, fuck that. Give us a computer. Right. You know what I'm saying? And before that, you had people saying, oh, if you sample, you ain't shit. Don't you sample my shit, you young punk. Man, I'm going to sample this nigga shit anyway. Sue me. You know what I'm saying? I'm Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying? But the deal is, all of that shit plays out. You know what I'm saying? It's always, you know what I'm saying, something else that's going to come and outdo. And I tell people, this shit ain't back in the days no more. You know what I'm saying? For one, ain't nobody riding horses no more. We ain't in a wood cabin. You know what I'm saying? We ain't putting a letter in a bottle and that shit is float to the rest of the world. You know what I'm saying? We over the fucking internet. And the deal is what you got to do now is we got to really accept it, because for the cats that sit back fighting it, like, I'm not going to make a club record. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, your whole album should be based off of one style of record anyway. You know what I'm saying? Right now, if that's what's relevant, and I ain't gonna say if that's what you gotta do to get on, but if that's what the people is vibing off of, that's what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a nigga walk in here right now with a Jerry curl, everybody gonna laugh at this nigga. But he might say, that's the way I rock. But you gonna be like, nigga, that's 85. Well, the deal is, that's the way the music is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can roll with it or get rolled over. You know what I'm saying? Are you in it for the business or are you in it for the artistry side? And that's, to be honest with you, I had to come face with that myself. You know what I'm saying? When I was the DJ, like, everybody who know me know shit. It wasn't shit for me to come into the club with 7 crates. But I'm looking at it, well, this other nigga playing this new song that I told him about, but I'm waiting on Def Jam to press it up. Well, Def Jam press it up, but they only press up 100 copies. and they send it to the radio DJs. I'm in the street, but I know I'm relevant. You know what I'm saying? So I had to convert over to the CDJs. You know what I'm saying? But CDs, skipping, scratching. The niggas got hot shit, and I'm like, damn, that shit hot. I'll play that shit tonight. Nigga like, damn, I'm at the studio, but I ain't got no CDs. You know what I'm saying? I ran into that shit. I'm like, fuck that shit. Let me get Serato. Man, put that shit on a pen drive. Let's roll it like that. You know what I'm saying? The dealer is, don't be a dinosaur with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And, to be honest with you, I feel if I stayed in dinosaur mode, this movement wouldn't be going on right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's really not to discourage nobody, hey, to put your niche into what everything that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, as far as with the definition DJs, I knew that was going to be a key because I feel like a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? Keep in mind, I was an artist first. Before I saved my money, play it. You know what I'm saying? But I took all my, man, I saved, it took me a while to say that. You know what I'm saying? So I feel I have compassion for the artist. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't think that means everybody bombard me with music next time you see me. You know what I'm saying? But the deal is, I done been on both sides of the booth to the DJ booth. You know what I'm saying? So, if you a true artist in what you do, you know what I'm saying? First of all, this is what everybody got to do. You got to decide, do you want to go down in history as just an artist, or do you want to be a businessman? So the deal is, hip-hop, it changed once it became a billion-dollar business. You know what I'm saying? And everything now is really, and this is pretty much, like, for some reason, I think the rappers that was kind of like the babies of the 80s and the 90s rap, we get hard-headed. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to listen. And everybody that's younger than us, we like them old young ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Them little young ones, they don't know shit. Well, them same niggas was us 10, 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And those cats, like, when motherfuckers said we got on our grind, well, the nigga had to get out there and flip some pounds, and, you know, a nigga pop up with a necklace, and you be like, damn, little young nigga, you 18 years old. How you get, how many carries is that? You know, nigga, I've been trying this shit for 20 years, and ain't got shit out of it. You know what I'm saying? Well, these young cats, they doing that. They grind is on MySpace, YouTube. You know, while you sitting out working, you know what I'm saying, taking care of them kids that you made from, you know, the baby mama that you got from the block party and shit, they sitting at the crib, you know what I'm saying, at their teacher on crib, still just like the opportunity that you had, but they on MySpace, spamming. You know what I'm saying? They taking their shirt off and putting music up under their pictures. You know what I'm saying? They doing push-ups and, you know, they doing dance. I mean, square business. Yeah, that's what's going on.
Killing YouTube.
Yeah. And they
it's a viral video world, man.
They taking advantage of it. It's free. You know what I'm saying? They download the software. Well, we had to think about, like, damn, I'm fixed to go try to make this money, go hit the studio. But everybody know recording the song and making the song, that was the easiest part. You know what I'm saying? To actually get out and get it played. And really, in Dallas, think about it. You only had really one DJ that made a difference over the, you know what I'm saying, the first 10 years when Dallas started really knowing how to rap. And that was Reggie D. And if Reggie D wasn't playing your shit, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, why is you rapping? You know, but that was the only outlet. So in order to even get him on the bandwagon, it was people that he had to take care of before he could take care of you. But you had to take care of him. You know what I'm saying? It was what it was. You know, and I trip out because a lot of people act like this hip-hop shit ain't a business. You know, like niggas like, well, why you got to pay to have this to happen? Why you got to pay to have that to happen? My thing is, what business can you get in and you ain't spending no money to make no money? You know what I'm saying? You can look at it as you paying or it's payola. But shit, if you're a businessman, you're going to look at it as an investment. You know what I'm saying? If you're a model, you got to pay a photographer to take them pictures. And if you get the photographer free, don't expect to get them developed for free. You know what I'm saying? You pay the mailman. You pay the motherfucker that's going to cut your hair. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit that I feel like as black folks, you know what I'm saying, or young folks, we make excuses why this and that, you know. And what I tell a lot of cats, stop complaining, stop comparing, and start contributing. You know what I'm saying? If you think something wrong with the way the game is, step up. You know what I'm saying? Make a change. You know what I'm saying? Like, people told me that Dallas ain't gonna, you know, man, you wasting your time, nigga, move that. I had offers to move to Houston, to move to St. Louis, even to move to Atlanta. But I'm like, nah, fuck it. This shit gotta work. You know, and I look at it, why play a motherfucking Get Low when I can play Get It, Bitch? You know what I'm saying? What's the difference between A Baby and My Dougie? You know, I mean, the list goes on and on. And it's just for the artists that's like, you know, hey, I got music with substance and people want to hear what I got to say. That's cool, but you just got to be patient. You know what I'm saying? You got to be patient and keep doing what you do because you never know when that opportunity going to come. I mean, this Dallas shit really took me by storm because I didn't really know how big it was till I stepped outside of Dallas. And I was approached by a motherfucker in Houston like, you DJ Drop? The Mixtape Heavyweight? I'm like, yeah. You a Definition DJ? I'm like, damn, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Damn. And the first thing I'm thinking like, damn, do I swing on this nigga first? Because he might try to swing on me for not playing his record. You know, a nigga out of town and, you know, it's shit like that. But, I mean, it's just, you know, I just feel like no matter what side you're on, even if you a DJ that's in the game that ain't broke a record, just to see your city winning the game right now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, nah, we ain't got the championship ring, you know, and a lot of people say, well, niggas making these records, but they ain't selling nothing. Shit, ain't nobody selling. Ain't nobody selling. I mean, Soulja Boy was one of the hottest niggas that, you know, all the kids was fucking with. He sold 32,000. Yeah, Lil Wayne sold that, but if you want to shit on the dance records, one of the first biggest records that he was on was Back That Ass Up. And he was wobbity-wobbity, drop it like it's hot. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel really in awe if we as a whole stop sitting back complaining and watching what the other cat doing and contribute to the team effort. You know what I'm saying? And even as far as the people that's not from Dallas, keep in mind, Dallas is the number four, number five market. But it's number one in the South. Yeah. It's number one in the South. With that being said, Dallas is a melting pot. Like, it's really hard to find a lot of people in Dallas that was really, I'm talking about that got where they mama is from Dallas. Dallas is one of these cities. It's a Republican city, first of all. So, white folks run this bitch. You know what I'm saying? And that just lets you know that it ain't always been a lot of niggas here anyway. You know what I'm saying? With the white folks running this shit, it closed really at 1:30 because by 2 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, they want all niggas in the house under the blanket. You know what I'm saying? But that shit is kind of changing. You know, and the deal is, it's a lot of people from different places. You know what I'm saying? And on the cool, Dallas don't trip about fucking with nobody that ain't from Dallas. The only thing niggas want you to do is when you in Rome, do as the Romans do. Like, we done had so many instances where a motherfucker come and be like, yeah, fool, I'm from Cali. You're supposed to get gangster. I'm from Houston, and niggas will bow down and start playing Screw. I'm from Miami. Niggas will bow down and start playing Miami bass. I'm from the East Coast. Niggas will bow down and go buy Timberlands. But now it's like, nah, nigga, you in Dallas. Put on your Triple D hat. Put on your tall T. You know what I'm saying? Put that boogie shit on. You know what I'm saying? And that's until we make that stand and make people respect the identity that we starting to have. This ain't going to be the only identity, but we got to stand up and take whatever we got and have pride in it. You know what I'm saying? Because if we don't respect it or what it is, whether like Pac said, you ain't got to bump it, but please respect it. You know what I'm saying? And until we respect it and be like, you know what? I don't do what them little niggas doing. But some of them same niggas that's running around talking about my Dougie could be robbing your ass. Some of them niggas that's saying this type of shit make me get off of your ass, them niggas could be running up in your house right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really just proud of the young cats just being young, just out really just smashing, you know what I'm saying, trying to make something happen. And even as far as the DJs, you know what I'm saying, like the DJs played a big part, you know what I'm saying. I'm thankful, blessed, you know what I'm saying, that as a man, another man took the time to listen to a man who really didn't have more than what they had. The only thing I had was a vision, you know what I'm saying, and really 2 minutes to sell it to these cats, you know what I'm saying, because if the other DJs didn't jump on board, it might not be this. I'm not going to say DJ Drop would be DJ Drop, but this movement, I couldn't have did it by myself.
How many DJs in the Definition DJ crew?
In Dallas is 25, and in New Orleans is 17.
How many clubs y'all got in Dallas? Shit. Well, clubs and radio, shit. Approximately, guesstimation.
I say the top, you know what I'm saying? If it's 10 top clubs, we're in the top 10.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, but that's, keep in mind, the Definition DJ started from the streets in the club. Right. And from my expertise, like, the streets don't always rule. You know what I'm saying? Everything that's popular now, it come from the streets. You know what I'm saying? And whether the music, like, I'm not going to lie, the music that's the top music in Dallas, it don't reflect all of Dallas. But then, too, motherfuckers got to realize, it's always been two sides of Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Niggas have always been gangster, and they've always had the dancing niggas. Like, it's a lot of people say, man, Dallas ain't never danced, or what's all this shit coming from? Man, go back to Shamrock Skating Ring. Go back to Club Kuntosh. I was a young nigga. Yeah, down under one. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas used to, you know what I'm saying? The first gangs we had around here was posses that was dance crews. You know what I'm saying? Before it was Bloods and Crips, it was the Yo Dogs. The Coca-Cola Boys, dog. That's where I got my first taste of the gang life. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing I learned was that, you know what I'm saying? That's where I learned my loyalty from. You know what I'm saying? That's where I learned my loyalty. I don't support the banging shit. You know what I'm saying? I used to run right up and down this motherfucker Ferguson Street with my blue rag and all that shit. But I learned loyalty from that shit. You know what I'm saying? I learned to respect my city. And it's one thing you can't take from Dallas is niggas might have problems with each other, but I guarantee you put them in a situation, they going to ride together. You know what I'm saying? Dallas is really a city that got pride, but I just hate we wait till the last minute. We wait till it's time to go to war. Then you got, you know what I'm saying, East Dallas and Dixon Circle clicking up. You know what I'm saying? Or you got, you know what I'm saying, we was at the Capitol Beach. It took some niggas from Galveston and Houston to click up on the Dallas nigga. Then here come the Fort Worth and the Arlington niggas hollering, it's Metroplex. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't outgrew that. You know what I'm saying? We got to just take a pride in what we do. Don't disrespect what nobody else do. You know what I'm saying? Just take ours. Yeah. And just, we got to respect it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you ain't got to bump it, but you got to respect it. And I say, like, to the artists that, you know what I'm saying, like, your Big Cheese, your Gator, even your Block Bleeders. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these cats that's new cats, they don't have no direction. And this is just something to think about. Think about it. Every cat that got a hot song right now that's from the DFW that's on, they don't know what it is to press up a record. They never pressed up a record. You know, they burn CDs. So that's a whole part of hip-hop that's missing. Get these young cats. Educate them. You know what I'm saying? My thing is that I try to pass on the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm one of the few DJs who with cats. I don't have the stories to come and be like, yeah, man, so-and-so them crew came up in the DJ booth and tried to whoop me. Wish a nigga would. I'm real just like they are. I'm going to tell you, just like if a nigga on the block, if you're an OG, you on the block, you say, hey, bro, you making it too hot. Go on, you don't be running up to all these cars trying to sell a fucking bootleg. The nigga got birds over here. You know, what the fuck is you doing? You know? And that's the same way niggas got to come to these young cats. Hey, bro, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? The jig with it. But, you know, give some kind of message. You know what I'm saying? Because in the end, that shit going to backfire. You know what I'm saying? Somewhat with the same way the East Coast, West Coast shit. It was cool to rep where they from, but niggas got too gangster in the entertainment and fucked it all off. That's how the ball got fumbled to the South. You know what I'm saying? And if we, like Dallas, Fort Worth, Metroplex, any city that's not on, that's trying to get on, learn from the other cities that came before you. Because somewhere down the line, somebody going to fuck it up and it's going to keep going. You know what I'm saying? I studied the Houston movement. You know what I'm saying? I also studied the Atlanta movement. Atlanta really fumbled the ball and got it back like three times. You know what I'm saying? Nobody up. The East Coast did it twice. They had it, lost it, Biggie brought it back. You know what I'm saying? Houston, I watched Houston. Everybody was like, well, they together, they together. And I'm like, man, no, them niggas not. Because if you notice, this cat did this CD and it was hot. After that CD, nigga like, man, where Boss Hog Outlaws come from? You know what I'm saying? It was just Swisher House two CDs ago. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, as men want to grow. We make decisions, but sometimes we don't make decisions that's better for the team. We don't look at it. You know what I'm saying? My outlook is that, you know, I'm not just concerned about DJ Drop. You know what I'm saying? I'm concerned about the city because I know I ain't going nowhere. I know my kids going to be here. You know what I'm saying? So the deal is, if I never see $1 million from this shit, you know, if I look at it and be like, you know what? That little nigga who is getting $1 million, I help that. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, I ain't go to college and do this and do that. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like right now, my kids can be proud. My mama can be proud. They don't even really know. Like, y'all know the shit about DJ Drop, but my son, like, shh.
All they know is daddy going to work.
Right, right. They don't, the you know, really just to sum everything up, man, as far as this movement, it's going to flip. But, like, right now, if that's what's getting the attention, and the deal is we ain't reached the peak, the maximum level, we going to see it. And then once we see it, we going to be like, oh, man, I ain't know it was like that. You know, really, if a lot of cats would get out of Dallas and see how big they are, they would change their whole attitude. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, but cats just don't know how big they are. They don't know how big it is because, you know, they still, like, I feel for so long, too, we have been bamboozled in, like, people say, Dallas don't stick together. Well, the deal is, if I tell you 10 times, Pookie, man, you don't look good in black, bro. You don't look good in black. And I say it around all these people. Then they fucking with you just because they know I was Pookie. You don't look good in black. Eventually, bro, you're going to be like, you know, fuck it. I ain't going to wear black today. I don't want to hear them niggas vibe.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened here. Like, square business. Like I say this, I smoke weed, so I sit back and I think. You know what I'm saying? But I don't smoke it to abuse it. You know what I'm saying? It just helped me analyze these situations. And one thing I can say is not now time I sit up and I told these people these stories of what I analyze. You know, and it's just my analyzation. You know what I'm saying? I could be wrong. But to me, one and one makes two from what I've noticed. You know what I'm saying? Is that with the economy being the way it is, the young folks being able to get out and kind of boost, you know what I'm saying, and spend their money. So if they spending their money, if they the consumer, if they the client, the people who want that business, they got to adapt to that. You know what I'm saying? They popping pills. You know what I'm saying? They want to dance. They want to have fun. They want to jig. They going to say stupid shit. You know, so they can relate to it, you know, because they young, you know. Think about it. I mean, kid and play. Oh, like, with all of that being said, I mean, it's like you can't say Dallas ain't hip-hop because the deal is it ain't no rules in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? If you think about it, what rules was it made that you can't make a song like this? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the only rule it is the unwritten rule that you don't bite. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to bite. You know, you can have three legs and purple eyes and, you know what I'm saying, dreads impression is really the best impression. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the MySpace shit works. You know what I'm saying? You can send message, myspace.com/DallasDJDrop. You know what I'm saying? DJDrop.com. But the deal is, don't send me a message on MySpace saying, hey, go to my page and check out my music. I'm not supposed to do that. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't have the time for that. But what I will say is that you can send an email. You know what I'm saying? The email address is mp3djdrop@gmail.com. Now, the deal is, if you send it today, it might not be tomorrow. It might not be next week. But I do, you know what I'm saying, go through my shit. Yeah, it might be, to be honest with you, it could be 3 months from now.
But hold that thought, Drop. What we gonna do? We gonna play one more song before we go and close the show out. It's been some real shit. You see us, we just been sitting back listening. You know what I'm saying? Cause some real shit. The main, you know, the question we've been asking is the questions y'all been wanting to know. And if we didn't ask the question you want to know, we email that motherfucking shit to us. Get it to us. You know how to get with us with that shit, man. But when we come back, Drop, I want you to close your shout outs out, but I also want you to speak on your mixtape side as far as how people get your mixtapes and what you got out right now. You know what I'm saying? As far as what you dropping and how people get featured on that shit. What we're going to do right now, we're going to play a song. We're going to come back. Y'all know what it is?
B.O.B. Click.
Okay, you know, she from New Orleans about that. Hey, you know, she with Lil Jon, that whole movement side right there. But she fuck with her Urban South too. She got a song she been pushing on her side, independent side.
www.urbansouthradio.com and check it out. You know what I'm saying? What's that? You pass me my pen, man. Get that
guacamole like quick. You can suck a dick, bitch, nigga, suck a dick. You can suck a dick, little nigga, suck a dick. All hate ass niggas, you can suck a dick, dick. Running off at the mall, nigga, talking that shit. You can suck a dick, bitch, nigga, suck a dick. You can suck a dick, little nigga, suck a dick. All hate ass hoes, you can suck a dick, dick. Running off at the mall, bitches talking that shit. I'm on the grind like 24/7. Them boys wanna touch me, but I tell them hoes never. It's White House, homie, you can play it how you want, but if I catch you in them streets, you better have your bodyguards. You playing with my money, you playing with my life. Talking on the shit, but bitch, you playing on that mic. And they say, right, the problem. Yeah, I got a problem with you pussy ass niggas with all that ducking and that dodging. You can suck a fat dick. Yeah, nigga, eat it too, cause we already know. And in your ass, you get screwed. And you take that so well, yes, you do. Mouth wide open, ready for that Johnson. Don't ever go to jail, cause they gon' have that booty poppin'. See, they be tryna block me, but I'm too hot. And I'm beef with the pen, I'ma eat to the end. And these haters can't stop me, cause I play the game. You can suck a dick, bitch, nigga, suck a dick. You can suck a dick, yeah, nigga, suck a dick. All hating ass niggas, you can suck a dick. Running off at the mall, nigga, talking that shit. You can suck a dick, bitch, nigga, suck a dick. You can suck a dick, yeah, nigga, suck a dick. All hating ass hoes, you can suck a dick. Running off at the mall, bitches talking that shit. I kiss my soul, homie, do you don't hate. Cause I'm bobbing in that 550 coupe on them 2.6 rims. And my man's tatted up, dressed to the back. And he looking all buff. And we tatted on them all. Every time we hit the city in the club, popping bottles, celebrating. Cause we get it. Bitch, don't get mad. No, cause we doing good. Hating on our team. They wanna see us lose. Need to get your ass up. Get out and do something. Not at 116. And it's still, still hustling. Cry me to tears. What nothing, well, look at me now. Now I'm doing my thing. Got they welcome to the White House, bumping in the rain. So big things popping, ain't none stopping. The bones like me, so suck a dick, cause you can block me. You can suck a dick, bitch, nigga, suck a dick. You can suck a dick, little nigga, suck a dick. All hating ass niggas, you can suck a dick. Running off at the mall, niggas talking that shit.
South Radio. Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
And we back in the building. But it's just been so much good shit, man. We ain't be back in the good. It's good knowledge fault, goddammit. We start when the knowledge start rolling. But we back in the building with Definition DJ Drop, you know what I'm saying? Founder, Definition DJ, not only a founder, but a member. You know what I'm talking about? We gonna close this shit out. I want you to talk about the mixtape side now. And what you doing on that side? and how people get at you. And also, you all have Definition DJs meetings that people, you know, that's a part of that they need to come to see what's going on and to relate and network with all the DJs in the Definition DJ crew versus just trying to bring your music straight to the motherfucking club. Like, hey, this is my new shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. As far as the Definition DJ situation, like, I'm putting it out there on Front Street. If you come to the meet, that's only through a sponsorship. You know what I'm saying? We only have 3 to 4 cats that come through the meet. You know what I'm saying? As far as the sponsorship, it's $300 sponsorship. The deal is, it's kind of like a church. You know what I'm saying? If don't nobody donate, you know what I'm saying, it ain't gonna get no bigger. You know what I'm saying? Because the deal is, if you want us to help you, you got to help us. You know what I'm saying? And that comes in, you know, like I said, it's a popularity contest, and we got to keep, you know, it's three sides of this. You know what I'm saying? You got the artist side, you got the DJ side, you know what I'm saying? To me, the artist, the record label side, you got the record label side, and you got the DJ side, then you got the average consumer. You know what I'm saying? If the Definition DJs don't keep their brand and keep their influence in the streets, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we got to start all the way over. You know what I'm saying? And it takes money to keep everything afloat. You know what I'm saying? So don't look at it as you got to pay this, you got to pay that. You know what I'm saying? Or if you look at it that way, look at it as an investment. You know what I'm saying? Look at it the same way you look at it when you go do that show that you paid to do that show, and you bought them new Jordans, you bought them the new Coogee pants. You know what I'm saying? You bought that new Ed Hardy shirt. You know what I'm saying? The deal is, if the music is hot, you know what I'm saying, you ain't really paying no more. It's just, the time gotta be alive for, you know what I'm saying? It ain't one of them where, you pay me, you come down, the DJ is gonna give you live feedback. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna actually fill out some paperwork and tell you, hey, this song gonna work, this song might not work. You know what I'm saying? You gonna eat, you know what I'm saying? You gonna get DJ's contact information. Now, a lot of people say, well, why you gotta pay for that, you know, if you can do it on your own? Well, I mean, if you want to go to club, you can do that yourself. And for one, when we first started, we did it for free. But the deal is, you had a lot of niggas to come in and disrespect the meat. You know what I'm saying? You had a lot of people who just, niggas who woke up Sunday, decided that they was going to rap. Monday, they downloaded some software. Tuesday, they figured out how to use it. Wednesday, they recorded. Thursday, they mixed it down. Friday, they, you know, got approval, burned it on the CD. Saturday night, they was in a club, you know what I'm saying? And then when we did that meet that next week, they was there with 5 copies burnt, and they wrote on it the hottest shit, you know what I'm saying, the hottest shit to come out the beat. And that ain't how the game go, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, for one thing, artists, and I see this a lot, you know what I'm saying, with artists and even DJs, you know what I'm saying, like, DJs, they somewhat are the same way. I had to even check some of my DJs where DJs didn't want to buy music. You know what I'm saying? Or DJs, they want to spend the money on getting their own equipment, and I always want to use somebody else's shit. Like, this is a business. If you respect it as a business, you know what I'm saying? You can't get nothing out if you don't put nothing in. You know what I'm saying? So look at it as an investment. You know what I'm saying? Look at it as tricking when you go in the club and you buying 5 women that you don't know drinks. You know what I'm saying? When you valeting that car, you know what I'm saying, to put it in the front just so you can, you know what I'm saying, buy this chick Waffle House after the club. Look at it like that. You know, my thing is, if she can't help you promote your music, you know what I'm saying, if she can't help you get to that next level, then, bro, you got to separate the business and the personal shit.
Let me ask you this. Now, is this for, like, everybody, or specifically, like, up-and-coming, new artists that really ain't got around, or what about the people that already got the streets lit up? And,
see, if the streets on the cool, like, I'm going to give you, for one example, actually, about 4 to 5 months ago, we knew there was a lot of music that was in Fort Worth that was popping that wasn't hot in Dallas. So we invited 4 groups to our meet, didn't charge them nothing. Don't get it twisted, we here to help. Like, we do charge. We actually, the DJs share music. Like, if your music is hot and it's bubbling, we not gonna call you and be like, hey, Block, your song is hot, but in order for us to get behind it, you know what I'm saying, you gotta send us X amount of dollars. We even passed the music on. You know what I'm saying? Lil Will and Big Tuck was hot in St. Louis just because I shot their music up there. You know what I'm saying? I went up there and embarrassed myself trying to do the Dougie, knowing my fat ass can't dance. But I had to let them know that this is where I'm from, this is what I represent. And me, and it was like me and seven other DJs, once we finally convinced the DJ to play that song while we was in St. Louis, you know what I'm saying? Everybody looked at us having so much fun that they like, damn, you know what I'm saying? What song is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of shit that the Definition DJs do behind the scenes. And I do personally, Michael Watts. You know, I sent your shit to Drama. I did that because that, as a DJ, I feel like that's what I'm supposed to do. If the ball is already rolling, cool. But if I got to take time out and be like, pop, 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 this, and that, then yeah, I'm working, so I got to be rewarded. But if a lot of artists get the ball rolling, they self, and they just, you know, because a lot of times, a hit is a hit is a hit is a hit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they just need to be exposed. You know, and that, it was records like Not a Stain on Me. You know what I'm saying? People was like, man, that shit ain't hot. Even DJs was in a DJ meet. I listened to it. My ear, I was like, man, that shit'll work. I called Paco from T-Town, like, bro, we finna make this shit a priority. You know what I'm saying? I'm digging it. You know, he's like, man, if you can make it work, you know what I'm saying, we gonna do the Big Tough mixtape. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you do it. You know what I'm saying? We can't pay you. But he was like, what we can do is I can give you a box of the CDs to sell. You know, so I think he gave me like 500 CDs to sell. You know what I'm saying? And he said, whatever promo shit comes out on this record, we're going to put your name and the Definition DJ's name on it.
And just since you brought up Paco.
Right.
And I remember it took us being in motherfucking Miami, Florida. To
right.
Visit. You remember that
shit? Yeah, I remember that.
You was in the room too. Yeah. So Paco was in the room.
Yeah.
Where he just really sat down and pretty much broke down everything that we talking about now. It took us to be in,
actually, you know what,
Miami. Blocky was out there too.
Not to even to cut you off, but that time when I went down there, and this is one reason why I fuck with Paco. And really another thing with this music business, keep in mind, it's really not about who you fuck with, it's really who fuck with you. Like at the time I wanted to go to Miami. You know what I'm saying? I think I want to say I was even saying like, fuck it, I wasn't going to even go. And Sway had actually took it up on herself. Like, I'm the type of cat, I don't like asking people for shit. You know, that's a problem I've been having since I was J Big. But she actually went around trying to get motherfuckers to take up donations. Be like, she, you know, she would tell me, she told people, hey, drop doing shit for the city, yada yada, whoop de whoop. You know, let's try to put it and, you know, help them get down there. And it was just like, I was having a hard ass financial time at that time. But Paco and T-Town actually got me a room. You know what I'm saying? They was like, if, you know what I'm saying, you come up with the flight money, you know what I'm saying, we'll pay for your room. You know what I'm saying? And actually, when I was down there, I rode with Paco and Tum Tum. So it's like, he didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when I can take advantage of a situation for him, I do that on a personal level, because when he really didn't have to do shit for me, he did. You know what I'm saying? And not saying that, you know, you got to go out and just do all this special shit. But sometimes, I mean, it don't hurt to just lend a helping hand. You know, they really had, it didn't come out of his pocket either. They had a room that a hotel or some shit, it was off the beach, you know what I'm saying? They was like, shit, they had fucked up on a room or something. So they told him next time they come down there, they gonna give him a room for free. You know what I'm saying? So he could have saved that shit for himself or brought some females, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he gave that to me, you know what I'm saying? So I fuck with him, and I'm more like this, man. Real recognize real. You know what I'm saying? And it's little small shit like that that lets me know, you know what I'm saying, it ain't, you know what I'm saying, who I fuck with, it's really who fuck with me. Because if don't nobody, I can go out here and I can take all y'all to lunch and all that shit, but if y'all don't fuck with me and I have a flat, and y'all, you know what I'm saying, see you at the club, my nigga. They ain't playing my shit anyway, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So it just, you know, just, you know, I believe real strong too in, like, no matter how people treat you or what you do, your blessings gonna come back if you do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't worry about, you know, a lot of people say, well, Drive, I know these artists, you know, didn't look out for you. I don't trip on that. They gotta take that up with God. You know what I'm saying? Cause I get my blessings, like, when it's things like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to let people know what it is, cause I feel like it make it easy on me. You know what I'm saying? And it could be for everybody who listens to this on the internet. It might not really reflect on nobody but the people that's in this room right now. But if it's these four people that start and they go out and they tell four more people, you know what I'm saying? That's 16. Then those 16 people go tell 10 more people, that's 100. I mean, it's just like one by one, the shit is changing. You know what I'm saying? You got to really just get it off yourself from being a selfish motherfucker and being like, you know what? Win, lose, or draw, I'm coming in good faith. I'm coming in righteousness. You know what I'm saying? So I really come to help you. You know what I'm saying? If Harry said, man, I'm hungry. I ain't had nothing to eat. And all I got is $5 in my pocket. Let's go to McDonald's. She could be lying and be sitting with, you know, 100 stacks in her ill skin purse. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But the deal is, if she is lying, I can't worry about that. I'm not physical. When I see her, you know what I'm saying? This bitch lying to me. Yeah, yeah, woo, woo, disrespect. I can't do that. And you got to take that up with God. You know what I'm saying? Because it could be the next time she come with her CD. You know what I'm saying? And God can make something happen where it's like, oh, man, I will just listen to it. But, you know, my nigga just called me and said he got off of work early. I got to go pick him up. She didn't draw. You know what I'm saying? It's little things like that that you never really know. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I would tell people to be careful of what you do and how you treat people too. Because there's a lot of people that was in this industry. I remember when I wasn't DJ Drop, when I was DJ Yellow Boy, and I was just I was the nigga who was doing the block parties, and I was DJing at Speeds before it was Rack Daddy, and they like, that ain't no club. Some of them same label reps, you know, now come, you know, they kiss my ass. They want to send me this. They want to send me that. Ah, I'm fatter now. That 3X shit don't work no more. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's the type of shit that it all boils to. It's not who you fuck with, it's who fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But if people just got to remember, like, this shit is a business, for one. But at the end of the day, when we take away our stage names, the entertainment shit, we are human beings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should be able to talk to you right now. I'm in DJ Drop mode. But if you call me 4 o'clock in the morning, be like, bro, I'm down from the studio from you, man. I didn't call everybody else. You're the last result. I need a jack. I'm not in DJ Drop mode then. I'm supposed to come and help you. You know what I'm saying? Because who's to say tomorrow a nigga don't call you from XM Satellite? And just this little conversation we had, he was like, you know what? Fuck it, man. That nigga did that shit. That nigga looked out for me. He didn't have to. I need a DJ. It don't necessarily have to be him as the DJ. But, like, that's how your blessings get around. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for everybody that's listening, you know, like, that's how I got to where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I don't really feel it was no accident. I know when I came through my artist stage, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna even lie, bro. I used to pray. Like, it was times when I was going to spend my money, and I would spend what somebody told me I had to spend, but somehow they end up trying to get some more out of me. And I was like, cool. But it's one prayer I used to always say, like, God, if I get to the next level and I be able to help somebody, I'll do that. Just help me to get this information, then I can go to Block and be like, hey, Block, you know, your shit popping out here. You know what I'm saying? But this is what this the avenue you got to go to when you go do it. You know what I'm saying? Just like the time when you looked out for me, you didn't have to call and be like, hey, they doing this photo shoot for Urban South. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to tell the nigga that told the nigga that told the nigga that told me. You know, it wasn't like you called me indirect, but if you hadn't made that shit happen, like, I really feel that was the beginning of a lot of people being like, taking seriously that the Dallas got next. Yeah, the Ozone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people who got a hands in being, you know what I'm saying, making this shit to be a part of it. But once we get in our selfish ways, bro, we don't sit back and say, you know what I'm saying, thank you for this, thank you for that. When I did that nigga mixtape, I needed that money. You know what I'm saying? This woman right here drove to Houston. We didn't have no money. I'm going down there to make money. She's spending money in gas. Or we all pitching in. I mean, it's little stuff like that we kind of put on the back burner that everybody needs to, you know, kind of take serious. And even do it intentionally, not accidentally. It should be where Sunday, like, damn, Nick, you going to Houston? Little shit like that helped the movement. You know what I'm saying? Even White Boy Corey. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like it always got to be one monkey to start the show. One monkey don't stop this show, but it takes one monkey to start that show. And if I was that first monkey, I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? But we still got more peanuts to go get.
A lot of people recognize you on that mixtape side. Let's get into that mixtape side.
Okay.
Before it's exactly what you drop, I know. You got your own versions that you dropping, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
At the same time, you backing up a lot of artists as well on their mixtape side.
Right.
I mean, I know it's a whole spiral of it, but if you can quickly just get into it as far as the point of exactly what you're doing on your on the personal DJ drop mixtape side, and how you setting it up as far as artists run mixtapes hosted by DJ Drop.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you in on a secret. For one, well, actually, it's two secrets. In the beginning, the whole mixtape thing was a promotional tool for me. That's all it was meant to be. You know what I'm saying? But it was just so happened that it was a promotional tool that worked because it didn't sound like nobody else's mixtape. Like, a lot of people didn't know really what the difference was. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm putting some of the same artists, I'm putting some of the same songs. They still got the same feel. But what I was doing was I was giving you somebody that was jamming, and I wasn't saying this a new local. You know what I'm saying? Like, I, you know, it's like you don't put High Top by Dell Money and be like, you know, so you can get Dell Money, but here go the brand name and it's going to be 75% off. You know, so that make it feel like, well, you know, it's a bargain, but you know, if it don't taste good, I ain't tripping because that was a loss. But I would put a Mr. Lucci or Mr. Pookie acapella on top of a Pac beat and let it roll. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things I was in the beginning, I just always had a vision. Like, for the people that know me, know I always been creative. You know what I'm saying? Like, from young, you know what I'm saying? I just had a niche for making myself stand out, but not making myself look stupid. Like, some people catch attention, but they put on chicken feather hats and skirts and rollerblades, and that was my style. You know what I'm saying? But I always felt like, you know what, I gotta fit in without fitting in. You know what I'm saying? But being different. And so I wanted to make my mixtapes roll from the top to the bottom. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be like a movie. Like, I wanted to be, the title had to fit the story or the music that was going on in the mixtape. And so it's been times when it was certain artists who people really wasn't feeling their music, but I could put them on a mixtape and people look at them different. You know what I'm saying? And so it got to the point, you know, and as far as the mixtape with artists, like, I do my mixtapes in concepts. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is in themes. You know what I'm saying? And one part is that, you know, one of my biggest goals is to do moves. Like, I feel that this music is not really letting me express my creativity. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of practice with the mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Outside of it being promotional, like, you know what I'm saying, just to even be known. Like, when I came up with the mixtape Heavyweight, that was really just a concept to kind of market DJ Drop, you know. So I got the boxing gloves and, you know, mixtape Heavyweight, the whole thing came about like that. You know what I'm saying? And I used, like, shit used to just pop up in my head. And I remember one time when me and a friend of mine, we was arguing about, he was like, a win is a win and a loss is a loss, a W is a W. And me, I didn't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, as long as the nigga win, that's all that matters. But I was like, you know what? That ain't necessarily true, because I feel like this, sometimes niggas win on accident. You know what I'm saying? And really, if you put two losers together, somebody got to come out the winner. But I was like, I'm a champion, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And to be a champion, you got to lose and learn from what you lost. And at the same time, you got to win several times to prove yourself. Like, I never just settle for being a winner, but you can give me a champ title at all times. And it's just like everything just kind of, it all of the theme of the shit, everything just fit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like they say, if you ain't got to think about it and it just come to you and it just natural, then it's meant to be like that. You know what I'm saying? And for the artists who got music that'll fit that theme, you know what I'm saying? If I come up with a theme and, like, the Don't Get Mad, Get Money, you know what I'm saying? Money Waters, Chase Pat the Bank Teller, that's a no-brainer. You know what I'm saying? Let's put it together. Let's make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, if people listen to my mixtapes, like, I really, they call it hosting, but I look at it as like I'm ad-libbing. I'm really hyping up the artist. I'm not really, like a lot of DJs, they try to shit on other people and hype themselves up on their mixtape. I might swag it out in the intro to catch your attention, but throughout the rest of the mixtape, I'm giving everybody else the props. You know what I'm saying? Or we accepting the props together. So if I shout out to Texas, if I represent for Dallas, Fort Worth, Oak Cliff, Pleasant Grove, all this shit, I'm doing it with the artists that's a part of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying, you know, nigga, if it wasn't for me, none of this shit would be possible. Or I don't agree with that shit. Like, I believe if you a champion, to be honest with you, I'm not supposed to tell you how great I am. I can remind you if you forget that, you know what, bro? I done spanked your ass before. I got it. You know what I'm saying? Do you want it again? You know what I'm saying? You let it. Exclusive Gorillazo tracks. I got the definition of swag. It's pretty much, you know, mixtape talking about, you know, swagging it out. You know, the definition of a pussy monster. You know, and it's, you know, hey, the title speaks for itself.
For all my people that's, for all my people that's throughout the South, I mean, how do they find out about it? How do they get it? How do they, you know what I'm saying, listen to it? What do they need to do to even check it out, you know?
Really, right now, I'm on the chilling circuit with the mom and pop stores. But to be honest with you, every time I drop a mixtape, 2 weeks later, I upload it online. You know, so like I say, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the mixtape sales, you know what I'm saying, for the fans, but I'm more concerned about them hearing the music, you know what I'm saying, because really once I make enough money back that covers the time, the effort, and what I put into making the mixtape, I'm good, I'm on to the next thing, you know what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be a series of albums called A Definition, and that's why I always, you know what I'm saying, I believe heavily in branding. You know what I'm saying? And to any artist, producer, record label, that's what I would advise anybody. Create a brand, you know what I'm saying? And you good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't agree with making $1 million off of selling mixtapes that's really somebody else's art. You know, once it pays for itself, because really, you're supposed to take that song to help promote that artist and along with promoting yourself. Once you, like, don't rape the game. You know what I'm saying? Don't take it and run with it. Like, I hear some DJs charging ridiculous prices, you know what I'm saying, to mix and host. You know, if you paying $20,000 for a DJ to do a mixtape, oh, man. Like, please use Vaseline. You know what I'm saying? Make it easy on yourself.
So where do they go to upload or download their DJ Drive mixtape?
Dat Piff is one of the biggest ones, you know what I'm saying? Really, I say Google, DJ Drop Mixtapes. And actually, in probably by the end of January, the DJDrop.com mixtape shopping cart is going to be back up in effect, you know what I'm saying? I kind of took it down when I didn't know what was going on with the RIA and all of that, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be back up, you know what I'm saying? So, and actually, it might be, you know, I don't want to, you know, count my blessings before they come, but it might be an opportunity in January or February for it to be an actual DJ Drop retail store. You know what I'm saying? So, but I mean, I'm waiting on everything to kind of come through on that, you know.
For the people that's in Dallas already, or the people outside of Dallas, how do they tap into DJ Drop and Definition DJ? Throw some contact info out there, whether it's, you know, email address or MySpace or whatever. Yeah.
DJDrop.com, DefinitionDJs.com. Go to any one of those websites, and they got other contact info. So I'm gonna leave it like that.
Hey man, we with the one and only DJ Drop in the motherfucking building, live in house. This ain't no older phone. This ain't no pre-recorded. None of that shit. He live in the building, man. You got any last words or shout outs? Before you do that, I just gotta say, man, we definitely appreciate your time. You coming through. Because what we were trying to do, I mean, you know, be a lot of people asking questions, so there was no better way than to get the man right here himself that can really answer those type of questions. I mean, there's a lot of people in the city that you can talk to answer certain things, but these questions right here that we need to know this from DJ Drop.
Right. You know, another thing, speaking of asking questions, man, quit. You know, for the artists that be asking for feedback, like, quit asking your yes men that's in your crew. You know what I'm saying? Find somebody. I know a lot of people say, man, people don't have time to listen to me and they listen to my music. They don't know. You got to find somebody. It's a, you know, if you can find a mate, if you can find somebody to have sex with, you can find somebody that can sit down and listen to your music. You know what I'm saying? And give you some honest feedback. Square business. I mean,
yeah.
9 out of 10, if you meet somebody and you have sex with them, you didn't know that person before you had sex with them. You know, so it's like, you know, quit making excuses, stop complaining and stop comparing, you know what I'm saying, and start tripping. 2009 is 2000 and grind. work, and stop whining.
Last word, shout out.
Man, shout out to the whole world, man. Shout out to everybody that can hear me. Shout out to everybody that can't hear me, that want to hear me. Shout out to everybody that can't hear me, that need to hear me. That's what's up. Shout out to y'all, man. Appreciate you for having me. He giving me a time to, you know, get some stress off my chest, man.
And that's what that is. We got the one and only DJ Drop in the building, man. We're going to close it out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pass it around, man. Block Bleeder, last word, shout out.
That's it, Bleed. You know what I'm saying? D-Town, hold it down. DFW, represent.
Give him that contact information one more time.
Block Bleeder. MySpace.com/BlockBleeder. ReverbNation.com. BlockBleeder.com. 214-554-5694. Man, you can just reach me anywhere. When you see me in the city, I'm always out supporting everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's what it is. Dirty Hair, last word, shout outs in the
what's
building.
What's up with it? Shout out to all the dads, everybody that's listening. Y'all for having me, of course, the Definition DJ. And that's it. MySpace.com/PG Dirty Hair.
That's what that is. I got my motherfucking co-host loaded in the motherfucking building, man. Talk to him, man. We ain't get to that music news, but that's good. Because it was that mainstream shit anyway. Really, that was just playing be backup type shit to cover the airspace gaps. You know what I'm talking about?
Still talking about the news. Let's make some
vacation video. Signing CTE, number one D-boy, man. Straight from Cracktown, Jacktown, Mississippi, man. And we going to come up with his next single. The drug from the drugstore called Garbage Man. Urban South Radio, we up out the building, man. Yeah.
What the fuck this nigga just sold me? Oh no, man. Hell no. Put it on the scale, it's 1,000 grams flat. I put it in the glass, but it ain't coming back. Hey, this motherfucker need to bring my money back. But see, he keep affording me like a running back. Say, you need to strain your business, I can't do nothing with that. It won't take the arm and hammer and I'm cutting back. The fiends on the cut, say it's sticking to the shooter. It ain't getting them high, and that's a word from the tutors. Nah, nigga wanna buck as soon as he see ya. It won't harden up even when it's in the freezer. Leave it in the sunlight and sticking to the plastic. Shop with a new nigga and cop some cabbage. Now what you call a nigga when his work be bad?
Around my way, that's the garbage man.
Now what you call a nigga when his work be bad?
Around my way, that's the garbage man.
See, that's the garbage man.
Who?
The garbage man. That's the garbage man.
Who?
The garbage man.
Hustle hard, and that's how they get kicked. I'm a chef, I cook and cut, and that's how I get baked. You ain't no D-boy, you're a garbage man. Turn a Z-boy into a quarter man. It's like the ninth inning, dog, and I'm a pitcher. I got my life winning, I'm in the right kitchen. I put you on your ass, dog, I get you high. That nigga shit trash, we call him BFI. Your dope ain't the right color. X put me to sleep, and just to get a fucking mug, I had to smoke 7Z. Remifazine made me cough, and Viagra made me salt. That hoe that's buying birth control, she about to have a baby. Yeah. So you been wrong, and I know cause I told ya. Now you let a nigga get his own, you soldier. I done gave you the game, man, I hope you understand. If you don't, you probably the garbage man.
Now what you call a nigga when his work be bad?
Around my way, that's the garbage man.
Now what you call a nigga when his work be bad?
Around my way, that's the garbage man.
See, that's the garbage man.
Who?
The garbage man.
Who?
That's the garbage man.
Who?
The garbage man. That's the garbage man.
Who?
The garbage man.
Who?
The garbage man.
Who?
The garbage man. What you call a nigga when his work be bad?
You call a nigga when his work be bad. Around my way, that's the dog.
Urban South Radio.
I'ma show you how to do it.